in Egypt again?
I don't know whether he's returned, but he wasn't. A couple of Sundays ago, he said he was going, and then he wasn't there last Sunday. Mm. But, oh, he makes an interesting class. They had kind of a big classroom upstairs, and so darn many people are coming there that they've got it down in the cultural hall now.
Oh, yeah. He's the son-in-law of Don Smith, who lives in our ward. We're up in the Pleasant View First Ward. We live very near the Marriott Center, just to the north of the Marriott Center. We've been there for 35 years, ever since we came back from New York.
Well, now the house that we rented in Provo is just west of the Tippinocas Mental Center, and at the time that we moved there, that wasn't built. We watched it being built.
Oh, yeah.
So good. We were there on 300 North, and...
You've also been near that school there, wouldn't you? Wasn't there a school near there?
The Catholic school, St. Francis.
That would have been further north than you were, wouldn't it? Were you?
Uh-huh. We're using it for missionary training for a while.
That's right.
And then as I understand it, the Catholics have brought it back again.
Well, I don't know who owns it at this point, but there's a private school in there now. The Catholics never had a large enough population to keep it going.
Oh.
So right now there's a private school that's the building from somebody. And I guess the Catholic Church probably still owns it.
I understand.
Glenn Smoke?
Never.
He never had any word of wisdom problem, did he?
Not any.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, of course, I was madly in love with my first husband, and
yeah.
I really wondered if I could ever care for anybody, but boy, I sure come to care for Glenn a lot and respect his
abilities yeah.
and his talents and that. And of course, he always encouraged me to play. You know, now I can read music and he couldn't. And so what I'd do is I'd buy sheet music and play it, and then of course, when he'd play it, it was like a different song, you know, because
yeah.
he could just make that piano talk.
Yeah.
And whenever we'd go to family gatherings, they'd always get Glenn to play. Now,
yeah.
Earl could play very well, too.
I tell you, the only reason I asked you if Glenn smoked was that after Glenn was gone, and I don't know what year he left, you know, our ward. The band, the orchestra of us kids continued on, and I became the leader of it.
Oh,
it continued on clear through about 19, and musicians tend to start drinking and smoking. And that happened to our bunch, even though we were all good Latter-day Saint cuts. It happened to them. And Glenn being around musicians all the time, I just wondered, you know, did he fall in with
did.
That?
No, he never did, no.
I quit this band for the very reason that more and more of the kids started to drink and smoke. It just seemed to go along with being a musician.
The bunch that my son and Glenn's son belongs to, the majority of them are returned missionaries.
Right?
And so I feel good about him going with like that.
It looks like out in the world that a great many of these rock band guys, they do more of the drink and smoke there on drugs.
I know. It's really a problem now.
Yeah, really. If this Priscilla is still alive.
Well, as a matter of fact, I take the Tribune paper because so many of my relatives are up there in Salt Lake. And I've been kind of watching to see if, as I understand it, now see, Glenn was born in 1901. That would make him what, about as older than he was? A little, you know, some.
What I'm wondering, see, is if I can get some stories from her about when Glenn was our leader in the Ogden 18th Ward. That's what I was wondering. Any way to get in touch with her?
Well, there really wasn't good feelings when I married Glenn. You know, of course, they were divorcing, and I had nothing to do with that. And it was after he was divorced that you know, naturally, he started going with me. And but according to John David, the boy, she resented me, but then. What did she expect after she divorced him, you know? she should have kept him where she wanted him, because she could have done, because I think he would have done a lot for the boy, you know. His son's died. Now here we go. Her name is Priscilla Cox, C-O-X, Salter, and she was alive in 77.
She's related to somebody that died? Is it an obituary thing that you're looking at?
Mm-hmm. It was one of her sons. You know, the darn... Now, can you see...
Which one is it?
This one up here.
This one, huh? I only see out of one eye these days. Let's see. Santa Cruz, California. This is down in Santa Cruz, huh?
Yeah.
Burden Van Bezuven. What a... That's Van Der Sis.
Now, see, when Glenn married this Priscilla, she had... she had a family. I want to say six boys, but...
This fellow was an optician, too.
Yes, uh-huh.
Survived my life.
Uh-huh.
11 grandchildren.
That's Glenn's son. You know, I felt kind of funny about cutting out obituaries, but boy, I get a lot of information. Now, what I've been doing lately is... I have a niece that lives over here in Orem, and her husband, well, her last name is Ogden, of all things, and my niece's husband is a vice principal over at Mountain View High School, and she teaches at Suncrest School, that new school that they built over there. I think they've only been there, but anyway, now that's my sister's daughter, and my sister got ill, and they brought her down here to stay, and inasmuch as Eileen is working, the daughter, I've been spending the afternoons over there with my sister, so that's why I wasn't home yesterday.
Oh.
My sister has her own home up in Holiday, and she's planning on going back up there. But now this Devon Ogden is a bishop in one of the wards at the Y. I don't know how many they've got.
They've got a lot of them. They number up almost to 200.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But they just recently, now they're a very devout family. They've got two sons on missions now. One is due to come home from Australia in April, and one just left to go to Portland, Oregon.
A picture of Glenn?
I was trying to find one. Let's see. Book is this one. This is a pretty good picture.
Is this his obituary?
Yeah. My niece wrote me and she said, I'd like a picture of Uncle Glenn for my genealogy book. And I went through there and I couldn't find it.
Says he died after long illness. Did that cancer finally get him or what was it?
No, he had a heart attack and he was sick for about 2 years. You know, I mean, he just never was right after the heart attack. No, the cancer never come back. That's, you know, why I'm so grateful to that doctor.
Or talked at his funeral.
Well, I tell you what, he said he didn't want a viewing and he didn't want a funeral.
Huh.
That was his request. Uh-huh. So when we took him up to Ogden, this Devon Ogden gave a very nice speech. Just graveside services.
Was he the bishop of the ward you were living in at that time, or is he another person?
He's a relative.
Oh, he's a relative.
And he gave a very nice talk. Now, Glenn loved hunting and fishing. And
didn't seem to be into that when we were kids back in 1935.
Well, now, as I understand it, he lived next door to Browning, the gunmaker.
That's right.
And,
yeah, that's right.
And I think that's how Glenn got interested in shooting, because he was telling me that he went out with John Browning, and John Browning would target shoot, but also what John Browning would notice was how much air came out of the gun that wasn't going into the bullet.
Right.
I guess, you know.
Yeah, right.
But now Glenn, of course, was very safety conscious about it, and he and I, when we started going together, we bought target rifles and would go down to the South High School. They had a target range down there and would shoot targets.
The South,
in
Salt Lake,
Lake.
Yeah.
The South High in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I was living in Salt Lake at that time.
Oh.
You? That's me.
And this is
Doug.
Doug.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that's taken up.
When is that? No date.
Yeah.
You're supposed to put dates on the back of your pictures.
I know. Now, I think on the other one, isn't there a date?
Yeah, October 1759 in Colville.
Deer hunting.
Deer hunting. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, the top picture is taken up there at the hardware ranch up by Logan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they have the elk up there. Have you ever been there?
I haven't been there. Just heard about it and seen it on TV.
Yeah, we took the sleigh ride out there where these elk are just lay there and then they come down feed. They put the hay out for the elk there.
Yeah. This was 1959. 59, all right.
Born in 1910.
We're about 9 years younger than. And I didn't know he was in the town I lived in.
Well, you know, he kept mentioning, well, of course, when we saw your name in the paper and that, he said, I sure'd like to go see him. And we just never got around to it. I mean, you just don't want to do it at all. You do it today.
Well, appreciate your talking to me. I'm writing my own family history, see, and so I want to know all these people that influenced my life. And that's important when you're a teenager, you know.
I really think.
And he probably kept us out of a lot of trouble, you know.
No doubt. I mean, keeping you busy and with the music and everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like music has kind of helped Doug, although to talk about Glenn. Maybe some people don't, but I feel like, you know, it kind of good memories.
Well, It sure looked like it was going to be a big snow. I wonder what it turned into.
It looks like it stopped.
Is it clearing?
It doesn't look so bad now. But, I really thought, it would have been all right if you'd have called me, because it looked like it was going to be quite a storm.
Started off real good, all right. Well,
I understand his father played in the orchestra in England, the symphony orchestra in England, and he played, what do you call it, the bass viol?
Bass viol?
Yeah.
They must have been Mormon converts, the Salters, then, if he came over from England.
I would imagine so. Hmm. But it seems like, now even Glenn's first son has been trying to trace the Salter family, and it seems like they run into a blank wall. Now they've got the John William, and I don't know whether they've got his father or not, or whether that's where they can't find. And they now, Vern sent a lot of correspondence to England to try to tie in with it, because there are people in England with the name Salter. Mm-hmm. Now I happen to meet a girl from Australia, and she said there's Salters over there. Now I'm kind of wondering if the Salters, instead of coming to America, went to Australia.
Those things happened. They also went to South Africa. It's interesting.
Yeah.
That those things happened. But the places in those days, people would go to the United States, they'd go to South Africa, and they'd go to Australia. Then trying to get away from the mother country, which was oppressing them, so.
Well, I think there was depressions in that.
Yeah, depression.
There,
famines. Yeah.
Like the one in Ireland where the crop failed.
Yeah. So, Glenn's brothers were Vern.
Now his name was Warren Laverne, so he would be W. Laverne Salter, and Earl was John Earl. It's John Earl Salter.
So there were those two boys, and then there's one that died. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Where's Vern these days?
Well, of course, they're all gone now.
Is Vern gone?
Yeah, Vern died. Well, they both died before Glenn did.
Oh, I see.